Batch in Paradise. It was on last night. It is back Tuesday night, 7:30 on Win. But you left last night in a different kind of way, Kat.
I did a runner. I was out of there quick smart.
After only a couple of days, what was going through your head?
Well, look, it was a really full-on experience, and so was Bachelor, and there was one rose to give, and I knew who was getting that rose, and I was just like, screw this, I am out of here. It kind of all came crashing down. I didn't really deal with the first experience properly, and then jumped straight back into filming, and I was like, holy, like, this has just been such an intense experience, and I just broke my heart, and I just had to get out of there.
Yeah, how long was it between your season of The Bachelor with the Honey Badger and Batch in Paradise? How long did you have between?
Well, it stopped airing in about like end of September, start of October, and I started filming Paradise in November. So it was like it was back to back, and it was, you know, so much trolling and hate from Bachelor. It was like it was pretty difficult to deal with, but I just kind of kept on going along, and then it was that moment where I realised how full on it all actually was.
Hey, Kat, you were painted as the villain in the Bachelor series, and now you did a walkout in this series. Did you go on to save your rep in a way?
Oh, I mean, it was totally a redemption. It was like it can't get any worse than what happened the first time. So I was there to show another side of me, and I definitely think I've done that. So there's no regrets on my part.
And since leaving, how's the love life looking? Are we single and ready to mingle, tied down? Yeah, give us the scoop.
We are not single and ready to mingle. I actually met a guy a few weeks after filming, and I feel like everything is meant to happen, and I met him, and I'm really happy and super in love. So
very happy for you,
Kat.
Did you meet him in Bali, or is he an Australian boy?
He's a Brisbane boy, so I've actually moved back to Australia. So
what? You're not Kat from Bali anymore?
No, and then I was Kat from Fiji for a hot minute, and now unfortunately I'm Kat from Brisbane, which just doesn't really roll off the tongue as well. But
he sounds like a dream man, Kat. Explain it to me. Rock hard abs, great job, blue eyes, long brown hair. Is he Greek? What is he?
Are you just describing yourself right now?
Yeah, I am actually.
Well, my publicist just did show me a photo of you, so you're all right, but you know, definitely prefer my guy.
Hey, Kat, did your publicist show you a photo of me, or like, did I not crack a mention?
She's not Brooke.
You didn't, but like, we will in a second.
Okay. All right. I'm really pretty too, so just, I don't know if you need to know that.
Is he someone we'd know, or is he is he a tradie, or is he just a general member of the public in Brisbane, Kat?
He's no one that you guys would know. Has his own business in Brisbane, just super down-to-earth, chilled guy, and exactly the kind of person that I've been looking for. So
very happy for you. How's your business going as well?
Yeah, it's actually going really well. So I'm just trucking along at that. It's definitely growing now that I'm back in Oz and everything's a bit more legit. So it's good.
Good on you. Hey, Kat, I got to ask, when Brooke revealed the bombshell about the Honey Badger, how'd you take it? What were your thoughts on the whole thing? Because she obviously said he knew that he wasn't going to pick anyone at the end of his season. He told her, and that's why she walked. What do you think of it all?
I mean, I'm just like, oh, what a dick. Like, he's just so, I can't stand the dude, to be honest.
Yeah.
But to be real, like, I do feel like Brooke should have told the other girls. Love Brooke, but like, for them to keep going on that experience and him knowing that he's going to take these girls, it's a lengthy process, and it's an emotional roller coaster. And to let them, like, to already know that information and let two other girls go through it, I thought was, you know, a little bit unfair, but everything happens so intensely in there, so I don't know what was going through her head.
Kat, Honey Badger comes across as your typical Aussie larrikin, and he's loved by everyone. Because of how you've seen him and how he's perceived and what he's done to Brooke, is that a fake kind of facade that we're led to believe, or is he genuinely like that?
I do not think he's funny or a good larrikin, and I think he's been completely misjudged by Australia in a positive way. I don't have a lot of respect for the dude. He went on there for a publicity stunt, and he had no interest in getting to know anyone really. You'd talk to him and he wouldn't be looking you in the eye, he'd be looking past you. So
wow.
Yeah, so it was unfair for all the women that had put their lives on hold, quit their jobs, and they were coming in there for a really great experience, and he you know, wasn't interested in giving that to anyone.
I hate men.
Me too.
Me too.
Apart from Kat's new man. I love him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and myself.
And you, sure.
What are your thoughts on the next batch, the astrophysicist dude? Do you reckon you wish that that was your season instead?
I mean, I'd wish anyone other than Nick Cummins, but to be honest, I wouldn't have been stoked with that either. I don't know what he's like, but looks-wise, not really my usual type. So, but then again, neither was Nick Cummins.
Oh, Kat, I love you.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show. You've been a joy to watch, and good luck with all your new endeavours.
Thanks, guys. Well, hopefully we'll chat soon and have an epic weekend.